Joy, a good medicine. Join me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth about the healing nature of joy. What brings you joy? I watch my furry friend, and she often brings a smile or laugh or joy to my heart. My little cat meets me at the door every night to welcome me home. When I am home, she prances around the house like she's the queen. She doesn't try to please me, but she brings my heart joy. Recently, my mother lost her loyal and loving pet. She was a wonderful companion for my mom, and her loss brought much grief. This loyal and faithful dog in the days of her life brought my mother's heart much joy. God has blessed us with this creation and has given us joy in it. Joy lifts the spirit, warms the heart, and brings healing. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Where do we find true joy and strength? Nehemiah, who lived years ago in 445 BC, returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the city walls. He left a wealthy and comfortable position in the Persian government so that he could go and lead and organize the people to rebuild Jerusalem's wall. After the wall was rebuilt, Ezra the scribe read the books of God's law to the people. Nehemiah writes about this day in the Old Testament. He writes in a book titled Nehemiah in chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. He says this: "They read from the book of the law of God and clearly explained the meaning of what was being read, helping the people understand each passage. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and the scribe, and the Levites who were interpreting for the people said to them, 'Don't mourn or weep on such a day as this, for today is a sacred day before the Lord your God.' For the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. And Nehemiah continued, 'Go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.' And the Levites, too, quieted the people, telling them, 'Hush, don't weep, for this is a sacred day.' So the people went away to eat and drink at a festive meal, to share gifts of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they had heard God's words and understood them." The people listening that day understood God's word and realized that they had not been following God and His word. And as they understood, they began to weep and repent. And the leaders told them that this was a day to celebrate because they heard and understood God's word. We find true joy of the Lord and strength as we hear God's word and understand it. We will never have true joy when we travel our own paths and do not listen and obey God's word. Our path leads to destruction and hopelessness. We are no longer blessed, but we walk in darkness and cannot see the light. We stumble, fall, and become entrapped by sin. But as we hear and understand the truth of God's word, we repent. We are released, set free, blessed, and renewed. Hope returns, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. We have renewed strength to walk the path of life. We find the true way to life in the ultimate fulfillment of God's word, who is Christ Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the living Word of God, and in Christ Jesus we find joy. Isaiah 61 speaks of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It states, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim to the captives that they will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against our enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his glory." Lord Jesus, help us to be those great oaks planted for your glory. As we listen and understand God's word, the joy of the Lord is our strength. It is critical to plant the Word of God in our lives. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who see, and those who hear, and those who understand." We find release, comfort, healing, strength, and freedom as we think and meditate on truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. Today, your heart is being drawn to Jesus Christ. You desire to see, hear, and understand the truth of God's Word. Your heart needs healing and release from bondage. Let's ask the healer to bring healing. Let's ask the deliverer to release you from bondage. Let's ask the author and creator of joy to write it on your heart, mind, and spirit. Let's ask the Word of God to rise up within you and to draw you to the Father of glory. Lord of lords and King of kings, Jesus the Messiah, true living Word of God, come into my life and heart. I repent and turn away from a life that doesn't please you. Forgive me for putting things in my life ahead of you. Lord, I repent and ask for forgiveness. Come into my life and take control. Be first in my life, above everything else. Release me from bondage and write your words in my heart and mind. Let me understand your word and understand it bringing the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Jesus, Messiah, heal me and let your truth bring freedom from bondage. Your word is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and spirit, and of joints and marrow, exposing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Lord, your word goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes all that you want it to, and it prospers everywhere it is sent. Because of the word, Lord, we will live in joy and peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of His power and love. Thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your words and understand them, for this brings forth the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Please feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May you find healing, strength, and joy today.